Yes, it's the Goldbergs. Say, have you ever attended a sidewalk broadcast? Well, consider yourself invited to one right now. Let's say we're on a busy corner of Main Street, and I'm going to stop the first lady coming down the street with a shopping bag under her arm. Oh, there's one now. Good day, ma'am. Would you mind answering a few questions?
Oh, well, who are you?
Well, I'm a radio announcer, and I'd like your opinion on an important wash day question.
Oh, well, of course.
Oh, well, now tell me. What do you think I mean when I say new Dove is a soap for all three kinds of wash?
Well, I suppose you'd mean Dove gets dirty work shirts clean.
Yes.
And gets grimy towels white.
Uh-huh. Well, go on.
Well, you don't mean Dove is safe for rayon slips and nicer colored washables, too.
But that's just what I do mean. Dove does everything in the wash.
I never heard of such a thing. Imagine washing rayon underwear with the same granulated soap I use for dirty overalls. Why, I suppose next you tell me this Dove is a new kind of soap.
Oh, but it is. It's Procter & Gamble's new kind of granulated soap, not just a new improvement of an old soap. Why, Dove even looks different than most granulated soaps. It's so much whiter. And say, this new Dove really gets your towels and linens gleaming white, too.
Well, they'll have to be snowy white to suit me.
Well, that's the way Dove does them. Why, you've never seen more dazzling white washes than new Dove will give you.
Well, remember, I don't like to scrub.
Say, what woman does? Why, there's no hard scrubbing and no boiling either with Dove. Honestly, you've never used a soap that gets clothes white easier than new Dove.
Well, now you're talking. Now, I can get white washes so easily, believe me, I'm going to try this Dove.
A swell idea. Just ask for Dove to use E today in that big red and white box. Remember, Dove is a new kind of granulated soap. And it does everything in your wash. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, the making of marriages is an activity that Molly thinks belongs especially to her. And the truth of the matter is that Molly's arranged more marriages than a woman should. But it's only Molly's gift of living her own life and the lives of others on a 24-hour shift. But this time, a marriage is being arranged behind Molly's back. The men are doing it and trying to hide it, not with very good success either. Listen.
Rosalie, all right, please, we spoke enough, please. Don't wake up everybody.
But Ma, are you going to tell Papa that you know?
Please, what do I know, Rosalie?
You know that...
Go, darling. Go into your room and I'll go into my room. I'll open my own door. Go, darling. Don't wake up everybody. Did you put a light downstairs?
I just left one little light.
All right, darling. So good night, dear.
Good night, Mama, darling.
Good night.
Are you just going to keep on pretending that you don't know, Mama, darling?
Until Papa tells me himself, darling, what can I do?
Mama, darling, what do you really think?
Really what I think?
Rosalie, darling, please don't hear us talking out here in the hall.
But only tell me what you think, Ma.
I think.
You want to know what I think?
What? I think that Dr. Cater and his father and Papa and Sammy want to see if they can get Dr. Cater and Orianne married without your assistance.
Well, that's very nice, but it's not so easy for them, Ma. They're worried.
Well, I have to tell Papa that Orianne is planning to go away.
You could make a stay.
Or, Rosalie, they could arrange the wedding.
Before she goes, Mama, darling?
Oh, please, Rosalie.
Quiet. Now, good night.
Good night,
good night, darling.
That?
Me, dear. You're up yet, Jake?
I'm up.
You're not sleeping?
I'm not sleeping.
The moon is not shining in your eyes, Jake?
The moon is not shining in my eyes. No.
Oh, I thought so. The moon was shining.
Did you notice the time when you came upstairs?
It's late, Jake, very. Why?
Nothing.
Oh, excuse me. My shoe. What time do you want to get up in the morning, dear?
My usual. Why?
Nothing. Only because I'm going to get up previous to my usual. I want to make a lunchbox for Orianne and David.
How do you know when they are leaving?
Well, certainly she'll want to go early in the morning on the first train.
How do you know?
Because I know her nature.
What has her nature got to do with the train she takes?
Because she's an individual that if she makes up her mind to do something, then it becomes the sooner the better. Zipper got caught again in my dress. Wait, Jake, maybe you could zip me out here. Zip me out.
Oh, here.
Zip me. Oh, thank you very much. I don't know everybody likes zippers. I don't like zippers. So, you know what, Jake, dear?
What?
In a way, I'm glad.
In what way, what?
I mean, darling, I'm glad that Oriana's going. I mean, darling, you and I, two people, Jake. We always make plans. If we want to go here, if we want to go there, and every time we make plans, something happens.
And who spoiled the plans?
Me, Jake. Me. I know, but no more, darling. No more. I'm through spoiling. From now on, you and I and me and you together, Jake. We'll see what we wanted to see. We will enjoy the autumn of our life together, Jake, darling. Two people in the Middle Ages. Why not? Oh, darling, it's wonderful, Jake. Imagine two people. After all, two people, two separate people. Oh, it's true, Jake, darling. And two shall be as one. That's us. My slightest thought you know, and your slightest thought I know. That's why when I see two people, I mean, Jake, when two people who are suited for each other can mean so much to each other, it's a shame. It's a waste that it shouldn't be. If Orianne and Dr. Cater Jr. could only have gotten married, two people with the same soul. Oh, life. What tricks life plays on some people, Jake. Some people, Jake, when misfortune has nothing to do, immediately calls on some people. No, it wasn't to be, dear. It wasn't to be. You're getting out of bed, Jake.
My slippers, please.
Slippers? Here, dear, you want something?
My slippers.
Here, dear.
My bathrobe.
Bathrobe? Here, dear. You want me to go with you?
Since when can't I go alone?
You didn't tell me where you're going.
Wherever I'm going.
Oh, your sash for your robe, dear. You're going downstairs and there's a light, a little one.
Thank you.
If I put the alarm for 6, will it disturb you?
Nothing disturbs me.
Thank you. Here comes the bride. Oh, mine, oh, mine. Oh, who?
Mama.
Rosalie?
Uh-huh.
Come. What is
Mama?
It?
Mama, Papa's downstairs.
I know.
He's telephoning.
Huh? Again? Uh-huh. How do you know?
I heard him take the receiver off the hook.
Yeah?
Why not?
But what do you mean, why?
Did you say anything to Papa?
No, only that I expected to get up very early because I thought Orion would leave on the first train.
She's afraid Orion will go away before the wedding, huh?
Oh, how your Papa can keep something, anything from me, I don't know. Oh, my nightgown is standing over there, Rosalie.
All right, yeah.
The first time, Rosalie, in all the years. The first time.
Don't tell you, Ma.
Here. Thank you. Oh, look, 2 buttons missing from my nightgown. I don't know what's happening to me, not neither. I don't know. I'm getting so neglectful with my work and my housework either. Is anybody?
It's Sammy, Mama.
Wait, dear, just a second.
I'll get to bed, Rosalie, please.
There's an extra pillow, Rosalie, darling. Give it to me.
Yes,
yes,
right, Ma.
Please.
Here, Ma.
Thank you.
All right?
All right, dear.
Gee, anybody sleeping tonight? Doors opening, closing. Who went downstairs?
Papa.
Oh, isn't he feeling well?
Well, he's got so much on his mind. Very going, family?
Well, maybe Papa needs...
That's right, dear. That's right. Go see if he wants you. Go, dear. think.
What's going on in here?
Papa's right down. Good night, Rosalie.
Pa, go to bed, Sammy. Is everything all right? If it isn't, it will be.
Uh-huh. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Ma.
Good night, Emily.
Good night, Ma.
Night, yeah. Rosalie.
Good night.
Night. Night.
Don't bother to hang yourself up, darling. Throw your bathrobe down, dear.
How do you know I'm hanging up my bathrobe?
Because you're in the clothes closet.
I'm getting my suit.
Are you laying yourself out for the morning?
No.
You're getting dressed, eh?
I'm putting on my suit. Yes.
Oh, you have to go to the mill again?
No.
So?
It's not customary for me to receive anybody in pajamas, Molly.
Oh, you're receiving?
Yes.
So late?
So late.
Who?
What's the difference, who?
The secret.
Why is it a secret?
So why can't I know?
Did I say you can't know?
So why don't you tell me?
So if you knew, it's Dr. Cater, so what?
Nothing.
So?
So? But why is he coming?
That's for me to know and you to find out at the proper time.
But Molly already knows that all this buzz means a marriage in the making. What she doesn't know is that Dr. Cater can run Hare and Hounds with the best. You know, if your married daughter comes home for a visit and finds you still using a halfway soap for your dishes, well, I bet she'll say, Mother, why do you bother with bar soaps? They don't give you real speed. And why put up with those tough granulated soaps? They're so short on safety for your hands. Yes, why struggle with such halfway soaps when U Does is here? You know, Does is that amazing new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And it has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. Why, just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Actually, Does is the only leading granulated laundry soap to treat your hands with such extra gentleness. Yet no soap made speeds through dishes faster than Does. Why, it cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Honestly, you can tell by the suds how different Does is. Try it today. Does has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. And now may I make a special announcement. Friends, we all have to pitch in and buy defense bonds and stamps to keep our planes flying. Why not plan to get defense bonds every payday from your bank, or post office, or savings and loan association? Ask your newspaper carrier boy to deliver stamps to you every week. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.